Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 22nd day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the five children whom we have been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, Tinok, Ben, Ziona, Sarah, whose first, I believe, is any day, and Raya, Bas, Michal, Mayday, and all in need of a refuah, have a refuah, Shalema. And for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we continue to join this call. For those who are joining us for the first time, welcome. Whether we're davening for those, or for ourselves who are in need of shidduchim, or for yearning for children, or for parnasa, or for chizik, for peace in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos be answered latova for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, Arvin Tamel, Ben Stonis Yona in Iran, as well as, of course, our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they all speedily return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to Daily Call, introduce my dear friend, Rabbi Michael Davies of Congregation Sons of Israel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Davies slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Davies will lead us in our three daily Mishaverach, one for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers, for the Shvuyim, for the being held captive. And Rabbi Davies will conclude with the Mishaverach Acholim for those who are injured, sick, and suffering, and will pause to give each of us that opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim reminder email, do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Benefit of the email, you get to see who's speaking, get a little sneak peek earlier in the day, as well as, there are links contained within to follow along with all the chapters of the Tehillim and the Achenu and the Mishaverach. So you can sign up anytime, ou.org/Tehillim call. V'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Davies.
Thank you so much again, Natalia, and thank you for all the work that you do to keep up this Chizuk and Tehillim call, as well as all of the wonderful work you do with the OU. Always appreciate our collegiality and, of course, our friendship. It turns out that in this week's Parsha is one of my favorite phrases in all of Torah. We find it in towards the beginning of the 12th parak of Sefer Devarim. Ki emel ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shifteichem v'asum et shemo sham. So we are directed for the first time towards a place that is not yet named, a location for us to search out to connect with Hashem, where Hashem chooses for us. And then the final words of this pasuk, which is where my favorite phrase comes from, is l'shichno tidrashu uvas Hashem, that we should search out this place of dwelling for Hashem and come to it. And there are different interpretations of this phrasing. One is that this is we're supposed to establish a divine name there, and then we should go there. We should have regular pilgrimages there, as we understand. But I think that there's a deeper meaning here as well in the language of specifically l'shichno tidrashu, that we have to search out the divine, that this is something that is significant, even critical for us in our endeavors. So we actually see this spoken of even more clearly earlier on in Sefer Devarim. Towards the end of the fourth parak, in parak Dalet Pasuk Chavtet, it says, "V'kashtem misham et Hashem Elokecha, u'masasa ki tidrashanu v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nashecha." You should search there, and you will find Hashem, But it says, Umatasa, you will find Hashem, ki tidrashenu, because you search, because you made that effort with your heart, with all your heart and all your soul, that is ultimately how we are to find the divine in our lives, to find the divine in the world, is through our searching, through our seeking it out. This may be also the reason why the very central point in the Torah, in terms of the count of the words, is Darosh, Darash. In Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tet Zayin, in Sefer Vayikra, we find these words, and the notation there is even so. Chasi HaTorah B'Tevo, it's the halfway point in the Torah in terms of words, Darosh Miko, V'Darash Miko. You have it with one on one side and one on the other. And Rav Ezra Bick from Yeshivat Har Tzion notes that this is because at this point in time, Moshe has a great concern. They're finishing up the inauguration ceremonies of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle, and Moshe's not sure if it took, if it all worked out, because his brother Aaron and Aaron's children, the Kohanim, are not moving forward in the process. So he thinks that the whole enterprise may have gone up in smoke, so says Rav Bick. And I think that we have such similar concerns today with the difficulties, the challenges that we face. In Eretz Yisrael, it's an existential challenge that we face as Am Yisrael, as the Jewish people, and we are certainly Darosh Miko, V'Darash Miko, we are searching to find our way forward. And I think that ultimately this idea is to search out, to actively find those connections that we can to the divine, to give ourselves and those around us the chizuk, and ultimately we see at the end of that Perek of that chapter in the Torah, it says, Vayishma Moshe. Moshe ultimately hears and sees the direction that things are going in, Vayitav Be'inav, and he approves of it and it is good in his eyes. One last point on this particular idea is if you look in Dibre Hayamin, I've heard these ideas from Rav Menachem Liebtag, that you find that there is a comparison between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. And the question is asked, why is it that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, the Davidic dynasty goes on forever, and Shaul only had a very short time as a leader of the Jewish people? There are many answers that are given, but one that comes out of the language in Divrei Hayamim, again, comes from this same language. The end of the 10th parak of Divrei Hayamim Aleph says, V'lo darash v'Hashem, that Shaul was not Doresh, he did not search out Hashem, and therefore, and the kingdom was therefore transferred over to David ben Yishai. And we see this a few prakim later on as well in Perek Yud Gimel, where David goes out to the people, he says to the entire Jewish people, we should spread out, we should go searching out, and where are we headed? Vinaseba et Aron Elokeinu Eleinu, and we should bring the Aron Kodesh, we should bring the Ark of God to us. David of Hamelech, of course, is known for his interest, even though he wasn't able to fulfill it, his interest in building the Beit HaMikdash, a house for God. This was not something that was taking place during the time of Shaul. It even says in the pasuk there, Kilo derashnu hu bimei Shaul. It was not a focal point at that point in time. So we see this idea of l'shechno shidushu both on the level of physically pining for, we say every day, ani ma'amin be'emunah shelema, but to put that into action, to put that into how we interact and how we relate and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the divine. We see that this is ultimately something that David HaMelech personified in his life. And I think that that's part of the reason why David HaMelech is attributed the Sefer Tehillim that we're going to read a number of the Prakim from, Mizmorim from, in a moment, because David HaMelech is constantly interested in the Shechno Tidushu, in searching out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in spreading the idea and the honor of Hashem throughout the world. I recently had the zchus, the merit, to go travel with my family to Eretz Yisrael, and we met with many people there who were very excited, of course, to welcome us there and to see us visiting. But a few people that we met with, one of them was a man by the name of Les Seidel, who has a bakery in Karnei Shomron, and he said that he works on putting together the recipes and ultimately making the breads that are supposed to be made in the Beit HaMikdash. When we were talking to him, he said at the end of our conversation, he said, you know why I do all this? So when Mashiach comes this afternoon, we'll be ready. This is someone who is the Shechnot Hidrushu, Vasa Shama. We walked into a store in the old city of Yerushalayim, and there was a weaver using one of those ancient looms that most people don't use anymore, but he was using it, the ones you find in those picture books of the third day of Malachos of Shabbos. And he said, we're preparing for the Mikdash to be rebuilt. We're getting ready for that time. And we really have to think about how we connect in ourselves to this opportunity to be able to be Doresh Hashem in so many ways, through our learning, through our tefillos, and through our actions, to bring each other together to be connecting all of us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that truest way. Because ultimately, the Shechnot Hidrushu, if we search it out, if we make that connection, Uvas Hashem will be able to come to that time and to that place. It's Hashem b'mheira b'yamin. Now going to do the recitation of Tehillim. We'll begin with Tehillim Mizmor Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamenaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagef Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrcha mikodesh u'misiyon yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha v'olasecha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chol atasecha yimale. Niranina v'shuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nigol yimale Adonai kol mish'alosecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho yanehu mishmei kocho v'uras yesha yimino. Eile v'rechev v'eile v'susim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Heima karu v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nesoda. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Continue with Mizmor Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. V'nos deshe yarbitzeini, almei minuchos kinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev yancheni b'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit ha'maves lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima inachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai. Dishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai. Vishasti v'veit Adonai v'yorech yamim. Continue with Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir v'ma'alos, esta einai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tu'acha, ayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikoga, yishmor es nashecha. Adonai yishmor teitcha v'orecha, me'atav v'yadolam. Continue now with Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha-ma'alot, mima'amakim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai, shim'a v'koli, tiena oznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunan. Im avonot tishmor yach, Adonai, mi'ya'amal. Ki imcha ha-chlicha, v'ma'am tivarech. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fidud. V'hu yifte et Yisrael mikol avonosav. For our final psalm, we'll say Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskilut l'David b'yoso l'amarot t'vila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai espanam. Eshvoch l'fanav tifi, tarasi l'fanav agi. V'satef alai rufi, v'atayadat anisivasi. Bo'urach zu ahalech tamnu fachli. Habet yamin urei, v'eili makir. Avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nashi. Za'akti, eilecha Adonai, amarti, atamachti, chelki, v'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, kidalosi meod, hatileni merod fai, ki amtu mimeni. Otsia mimazkir nashilo dos eshimecha, biach piru tzadikim, ki sigma olalai. Achenu kol Beit Yisrael, Achenu kol Beit Yisrael, Hanisunim batara, batara uvashivya, Aumdim vein bayam, vein bayam. Amakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, miotiyem, mitzara, liyevachah, umeafel aliyona, umishibon, legeulashta, Bagala uvizman karim v'nomar amen. As for our brothers and sisters of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Now recite the Mishaber for Chayilei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaber Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Uyvarech Es Chayilei Tzahal Genal Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Haomdim Al Mishmar Arteinu, V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul Halvanon V'Amidbar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol, Alevo Harava Bachol Machom Shehem Bayabasha Bavir Bayam Itain Adonai Es Oyevenu Akamim Aleinu Nilapim Mitznehem Akadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayeleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Nego Machala Yishlach Bracha Batzlacha Bachol Maaseh Yedeihem Yad Ber Son Einu Tachtehem Yatrim Mechet Yishua Bateres Nitzachon Bikuyam Bayam Akasuv Ki Adonai Elohichem Ha'olech imachem lihilachem lachem imayivichem lo shi'efem v'nomar amen. Now Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach hamuteinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, v'ivarech v'ishmor v'insor, es nedrei tva ha'agana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav, es kol achenu hanesimim b'tzara v'shivya, Ba'avur shekol ha'kal ha'kadosh hazeh mispalel ba'avura. Ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachmim aleihem v'yotiei mechoshech v'tamavet mosrosei minatek m'sukoseihem yoshiein v'shivei mehera l'chek mishpechoseihem. Yodu l'adonai chasto v'nifloosav l'bnei adam v'kriyam bahem mikra shekatuv v'tuyei adonai yishuvun v'va'u tzion berina v'simchas olam arosham sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha V'nomar, Amen. Finally, we'll say the Mishaber v'chol in the prayer for those that are ill. I will pause to allow for anyone who would like to insert names of those that are ill to pray for their complete and speedy recovery. Mishaberach Avoteinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, v'Yivarech v'Yirapei, es.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Urapotam Ulachazikam Ulachayotam Vishlach Lahem Mehera Lefua Shleima Min Hashemayim V'chol Evarehem Ulchol Gideihem V'tov Sh'ar Chole Yisrael Lefua Tanefesh V'at Aguf Hashta Bagalo V'zman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Davis. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the Eretz Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.